The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, September 27, 2012. Now do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, the impact that this network on various radio stations around this country can have? Over the years, I've had people tell me, well, these people can't be stopped, or I don't know what to do. Well, you don't understand enough about the oncoming agenda, and it is varied, and it is vast, and it's multifaceted. Michael Shaw just told you, Council of Governments, COG, it's going right down to your city water board, your city council. They're scooping up the federal funds to implement these programs, and you can be the watchdog. You can be down there. They're doing it here in Austin. Austin is one of these little mundialized, oh, God. It used to be that they had a little promotional thing, Keep Austin Weird. You know, because of the music industry, and it's just a little different. Well, it's different, all right. I called it the little Moscow on the Colorado. And now they have smart growth, and they're doing exactly what Michael Shaw said that they were doing. They're racking and stacking people. Business, your living quarters, as he set out in California, the Bay Area Project, no single-family homes. They want you racked, stacked and packed into the cities to move you off of the land so they can take control of it through the wildlands projects. And this is it's been going on for quite some time. You heard him say the Rio de Janeiro thing that George Bush signed. That was back in 92. Well, that was 20 years ago. What do you think they've been doing for 20 years? They've been setting up the intergovernmental or non-governmental organizations inside this country, doing public-private partnerships. Oh, that's such a wonderful thing. It's being touted that, hey, that's great because, look, we don't have tax revenues. We're in a recession or, yeah. Do you think that was not set up? The World Bank is behind this globalization project, the New World Order, if you will, redefining and redesigning the entire human race. I, for one, folks, I'm an American. I'm going to die an American. Okay, with full glory, blowing in your face, liberty and freedom. Who do these people think that they are? They actually think that they own everybody and everything in the earth, and they can do whatever they want and carry the power to carry it off. And I, for one, am not going along with it. So you people out there have heard it for years and years and years. Well, I don't know what to do. Educate yourself. Start getting in their face. That's what you can do. Become a part of the solution rather than a lethargic lump of flesh sitting on your keister, part of the problem. Was that a little harsh? Yeah, maybe. That's how far down the road we are. It's 11:59:59 on ye old clock. We got precious seconds left. According to their time scale, precious seconds left. We'll take phone calls into the next hour, and there's a couple things I want to do today. That ties in very nicely from what I saw on CNN this morning. They're going to love this. At any rate, we'll take the break. We're in the middle of a pledge drive, folks. I don't hear that 800-724-2719 number ringing. We got up to 24,114 for the pledge drive to finish it off, and hopefully we'll never have to ever do this again. We need another $15,885.68.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have a thought here as I was remarking that Michael Shaw is in Chuck Untersee's Behold a Pale Horse. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been kind of amazed that there haven't been more people that have wanted to purchase this, because as I said before, and many people have agreed, they've written me letters, they've sent me emails, they've called me on the phone and said, John, you're right. This is a perfect primer for people that don't know anything. And the approach, the quality of the production is just beyond belief. But the content and who's speaking these words will just flat blow you away. But it's, you can get giddy about it because it's such a good tool. But it's so easy for the people to sit down. And there are so many people in this, good people, names that you would all recognize, that when they see this production, it turns the light on. And I got to tell you, God bless Chuck Untersee and his wife Anita for climbing out of that matrix in L.A. and coming back from Texas and having the talent and the drive and the ability to pull something like this off is just, it's a miracle unto itself. So when you call the network today and you want to make that donation, you want to get a copy of Behold a Pale Horse, make a sizable donation. Give me a $100 donation, I'll send you a free copy of Behold a Pale Horse. How's that one? 800-724-2719. If that's the way I can get you to get this video, by supporting this network so we can continue the work that we do, so much the better. I'll bonus you here, folks. I'll give you a tool that will flat blow you away. And you know me. I don't overemphasize, and I don't blow things out of proportion. If anything, I'm kind of austere, and I downplay or underplay. But I'm telling you, this will flat blow you away. If you've not seen it, get a copy of this. You're probably going to get one, more than one, because once you give this copy to a friend to watch, it's going to go to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, and that's just fine. We're in this to educate people as to what's really going on and what the damn mainstream media is not telling you. I want to play you a clip here, and let me set this up by saying this. This morning, I'm watching CNN, and there's a couple basketball players. And I clicked on, what's this? A couple of nice-looking black young men in their prime talking about Rikers Island. And I'm like, really? What's this about? Well, as it turns out, they were there because they see the destruction of the black family in this country. And they were specifically talking about Rikers Island. This interview, I guess, took place up in New York. They're specifically talking about Rikers Island and all the black men that are locked up in Rikers Island. And they further went on to say that 65% of 64.2 or 64.5% of black families in this country do not have a male figure in their lives. So where are they learning to become a man? On the streets of America, in the ghettos, watching the bling stars in basketball and football, and, well, you know the drill. Michael Berry went off on the NAACP. He's a talk show host out of Houston, Texas. And I want to play this for you. It's 9 minutes long. We'll probably have to interrupt it by the break. But callers, let me just ask you to hold on. Larry, Marty, Lynn, Gus, and the rest of you, please just hang on a second. Let me play this. Because this I wanted to do yesterday, actually, after I saw that CNN piece this morning. Yeah, had to hear it. I was moved to play it for you. Here's Michael Berry, Houston radio talk show host. Subject, NAACP. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
A national convention in Houston right now, and I don't care what anybody says about me. I don't care what anybody tries to claim. This is ridiculous. This is stupid. It needs to be stopped. Why do we still have a National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? Why is Mitt Romney going to speak to them? If you want to speak to Americans, then damn it, speak to Americans. Stop going and speaking to people who have admitted that all they care about is their one race. You're not one of them, Romney. You're not one of them. Any group that is excited about Eric Holder coming to speak is a group of people that you ought not want to speak in the first place. Ridiculous. All they're doing is running around claiming racism everywhere. That's all this group does. It's made up of a bunch of people who are perpetual victims. A bunch of people who want to criticize everybody else. A bunch of people who want to get hired and promoted and paid more and work less because they're black. Well, I'm sick of it. You're an American. You're the luckiest 1% in the world. Make the most of it. If you want to work your butt off like everybody else is, you can probably get ahead. If you don't, then shut up about it. I don't care about slavery. I don't care about Jim Crow. I wasn't part of it, and neither were you. You weren't a victim, and I wasn't a beneficiary of it. I didn't own slaves, and you weren't one. My people are poor. I came up from nothing. I worked my butt off. You know why? Because both of my parents raised me. They made sure I went to school. They whipped my little butt when I needed it. They gave me encouragement when I needed it. And I didn't have anything more than I needed, but I had everything I needed. And I've grown up to be somewhat successful. And you can too. And I'm tired of hearing all of you claim that you're not. I'm sick of it. You want to be a victim? You can be a victim to somebody else. Because I don't feel guilty, and I'm tired of subsidizing you. And I'm tired of apologizing to you. And I'm tired of feeling sorry for you. And frankly, I'm tired of watching you have no self-respect. I'm tired of your lack of any dignity. I'm tired of the fact that you embrace common criminals as self-proclaimed black leaders. I'm tired of the nonsense of BET giving a humanitarian award to Al Sharpton when he's destroyed a lot of people's lives. I'm tired of the day-to-day destruction you wreak upon this country. I'm tired of poor black people getting poorer by the day while their supposed leaders are getting rich off of them. I'm tired of Sheila Jackson Lee taking junkets around the world, supposedly in the name of black people, when all she really wants to do is sit up in the first class and act like some damn queen with the triple crown weave. I'm sick and tired of black people thinking that they're some sort of victim when they're not. And I'm sick and tired of them thinking that I'm somehow getting over on them when I'm not. I work hard. You ought to try it. I work for a living. You ought to try it. I'm responsible for me and my family every day. And if I weren't, we'd fall flat on our face. I get up earlier than you. I work later than you. And I work every damn weekend, even when I'm off. I work all the time. I work harder than you. I work smarter than you. And I ain't asking for a handout from anybody. And you ought not either. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. What kind of organization is this? And everybody who's not in the NAACP, you ought to be ashamed of yourself that you haven't taken the rant I just gave and posted it on YouTube. You ought to say, this is what speaks for me. This guy's a leader, not a black leader. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the divisiveness. I'm sick of the third world nature, like you're some tribe from some other country. Good grief. You go to the same damn schools. You live in the same country. You drive the same roads, you have the same opportunity. And in most cases, you have the opportunity to move to the front of the class. You got seats being saved for people because they're black. You got special jobs being saved for people because they're black. In the city of Cleveland, you got people that could not pass the exam to be police officers, and they made them police officers anyway because they so desperately needed blacks. Now that's ridiculous. That's sickening. You ought to be disgusted. If you can't pass the exam, you can't be a cop. Period. We don't need to have affirmative action in the NFL, do we? Because blacks are better than white people at football. Then by God, be better than white people at everything else. When you're better than everybody else, you'll get hired for stuff. When you're better than everybody else, you'll win stuff. When your business is run better than other people, you'll make more money. Stop asking for handouts. And stop electing this nonsense, these idiots like Barack Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Maxine Waters and Charlie Rangel. Every damn one of them's a criminal. Every one of them's a criminal. And you know it. You know it just as well as you can look yourself in the mirror. You know they're criminals. You know they're lying to you. You know they're skimming off the top. You know they're breaking laws. And you know every time they're caught doing it, they're going to claim racism. They're not helping you. They're hurting you. They're setting you back because other people are going to think you're just as stupid as they are because they're stupid and they're criminals and they're corrupt and they're bad for this country. And you know it. We got people living in squalor in Section 8 housing, and we got congressmen coming running in there acting like they're doing something for them, wallowing around like they're pathetic victims. It's the saddest thing ever. It's sad and it's pathetic. You look at what happened in New Orleans. People couldn't take care of themselves. They had a black mayor who turned on the city, didn't take care of the people. Look how many people died. And you want to blame George Bush? Good grief. You think Barack Obama would have been able to help you? You had all these Democrats that have kept you poor forever because you voted for them again and again and again and again. How long is it going to be till people are going to wake up and say, why do we still have an NAACP? Why are they meeting? Why are they sitting around and hooting and hollering in their big hats about how they hate white people? If it's so bad here, then go somewhere where they're not white people. It's the most stupid thing I've ever heard, and we continue to allow this. We got diversity directors at companies. We got diversity directors at universities. We're hiring people and promoting them. We got people committing crimes, and we're blaming the cops because a black person committed a crime because they're somehow... No! You're responsible for your own actions. We're all responsible for our own actions, every one of you. White people, black people, Hispanic people, I don't care. Slavery, I don't want to hear about it. I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. It didn't affect your life, not one of you. Not one of you listening to me has ever been affected by slavery, and you damn well know it. I'm sick of hearing about it. Stop quoting these buffoons, these absolute common buffoons that you have allowed to call themselves black leaders. I wouldn't allow somebody white to speak for me. I certainly wouldn't allow somebody stupid who was white to run around speaking for me. Somebody didn't graduate from high school and can't spell their own name and has a criminal record a mile long, skimming off the top, flying first class and acting like... I wouldn't allow this nonsense. You ought not either. Have some respect for yourself. Good grief! You are an American. You are the best of the best.
There's about, two more minutes left of this. I'll play that and then roll your calls right after this break. Somebody's got to say it. I don't even think he's taken a breath yet. We'll be back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, let me finish this up. Michael Berry's rant from Houston. Stuff that should be said, folks. About time, ain't it?
You know, blacks go into military and they rise to the top. Blacks go into sports and they rise to the top. Blacks lay around in Section 8 housing and screw each other and don't raise their babies, leave their children in a world of violence, they grow up in gangs, and somehow they're a victim. No! You make bad decisions, you suffer the consequences. You make good decisions, you enjoy and reap the benefits. And when you reap those benefits, you will look back and say, wait a second, why are these crabs in the bucket trying to pull me back into the ghetto? Why do they say these horrible racist things about Clarence Thomas? Why do they say these horrible racist things about Thomas Sowell? Why do they constantly beat down successful black people? Why do they say those horrible things about Condoleezza Rice? Because they cannot stand an independent, meritorious black person. That's a threat to them. You look and see how many people Sheila Jackson Lee has bullied because they are successful on their own. You go and look at how many black business people she has run down and abused and threatened because they are a threat to her very existence. They don't like black independence because they've broken from the herd. They want to keep you on a plantation. That's what the Democratic Party represents, is a plantation for black people. They want every single one of you to keep voting for them, and they'll keep repeating the same old lines, and you're getting poorer by the day. And more blacks are going to prison, and more blacks are losing their jobs, and more blacks are losing their businesses, and more blacks are suffering. And they keep telling you it's whitey's fault. You know, after a while, you've got to start wondering about the definition of insanity. How can you continue to listen to this nonsense? You can't be that stupid. And those of you who know better, I hold you to a higher standard. Those of you who went to school, those of you who run businesses, those of you who work in corporate America, you know. You know that these charlatans are bad for the community. You know what they're doing. You know they've got the preachers in their back pocket, and they've got the activists in their back pocket, and they've got the Democratic Party in their back pocket, and they're all getting rich, and it's hurting you. It's making it harder for you. They're hurting your image. They're making everybody see you as a black person when all you really want to be is an American. And if you're married across racial lines, it's even worse, because they're making everybody in your spouse's family think of you as a black person first instead of an American. And we're not going to do away with this nonsense until people stand up and say, call me any name you want. It is time to end the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. We are either Americans or we're not. Now stop it. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And I'm done with it. These people are divisive, and the NAACP is populated by nothing but racists.
There you go, folks. Michael Berry out of Houston. Let's, Mr. Producer, let's take some calls. Larry from Arkansas. Thanks for holding on, Larry.
Yeah, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask Mr. Shaw, maybe you can ask him next time you have him on. I was wanting to know if he had a timeline and the method they were going to use to end free speech. That was one question I was going to ask him, so maybe you can get that to him sometime.
Well, it's going to be, the programs are already in place. You've been called a terrorist because you're an advocate of the Constitution. You may be a Second Amendment, an ardent supporter of Second Amendment, because you know that's not for duck hunting and deer hunting. You may belong to a Christian Bible group. Janet Reno called those people cultists. You're now, if you're of a Christian faith, belong to a Christian denomination, you could be brainwashed, and you could be a terrorist. So we have the hate crime laws already on the books. So any which way that they can shut you down, your free speech, it's already going on.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
And then I was going to ask him about if he had any thoughts on depleted uranium over in the Middle East, if he thought that was some kind of a land grab by using that kind of weaponry.
Well, it's part of the depopulation program as well. Poisoning, I mean, there's so many people, I've seen the pictures from Iraq and Afghanistan, the depleted uranium, how that has affected, and it's still affecting generations now. Babies being born, you wouldn't even recognize them. They look like little lumps of flesh. They're so deformed.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. It's horrible.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just wanted to get that out there, see if anybody had any thoughts on that.
So. All right. Well, Larry, I appreciate your call.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Marty in Idaho. Hello, Marty.
Yeah, oh, hi. Do I have time for a comment and something I want to tell you that's important?
You got 2 minutes before break.
Yes, a fantastic tape. And did you not have a guy on as a host from L.A., a black guy who died once?
Died. Yeah,
I just started listening to you, and I just loved him. He reminds me of this guy that we just heard. But anyway, you know who I mean, probably.
Yeah, I'll think of his name. You caught me with my tongue tied.
Hands down, right. Okay, here's the thing. I just want to let you know, up here in North Idaho, we're really going after this Agenda 21, even though a lot of people won't say the word.
Terry Anderson.
Pardon?
Terry Anderson. Was the black gentleman.
Terry Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're working hard on that. Good. Okay. Oh, Terry. Terry.
Terry Anderson from L.A.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a Terry up here working on this on the agenda thing with us.
No, this man's now dead. He died about a year and a half ago, yes.
It was sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want you to know that we're really working hard on this, and I'm part of it, so.
And in Idaho?
North Idaho, Coeur d'Alene. Kootenai County is what it is.
Outstanding.
Oh, we're doing a heck of a job. You would be proud.
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me some sit reps on that, and I'll be happy to report on it because more people need to hear it.
Well, Dave Hodges is already working with one of our leaders, but we've been trying to keep it under wraps so we're ready to go boom.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, Marty?
Yes?
God love you.
I love you.
Go get them.
Yeah, and I'm going to send that money to you next week because I'm in a lot of pain. I can hardly move. So.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Marty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's go back. Jeez, I sound like that ring announcer. Let's get ready to rumble. Lynn in Washington. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, John. Yeah, let's get ready to rumble. This Michael Shaw was very interesting, and I know that he wasn't able to get out all the information he would like to have in that short time. Mm-hmm. Today I was over at Occupy Corporatism with Susan Pozel. I believe you've had her on your show.
Yes, I have.
I am so impressed with her, but she's got a great article today called U.S. Government and Private Sector Invest in Agenda 21, and it's about the light rail system.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you email me that story over?
I will.
At johnstatmiller@hotmail.com?
I have your email. And I'd like to add one other thing before I hang up, mm-hmm. and this is to address the new listeners. When I was at the doctor's office the other day, we were sitting around and lots of different conversations came up. And I am not the most brilliant person in the world, but I had answers to these people that I couldn't even believe I had. And they were so impressed. And one gal was talking about her mortgage issues, and I was telling her about your new program that you've got on the mortgages. And then I was able to slip out one of your business cards. And then there were four other people in the office there that wanted your card. So I would suggest to people, if you can bring up any kind of topic and you can give them that card and tell them, here's where you're going to get the real scoop.
Well, I'll tell you what. What we do here, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, Lynn, if they call the network and they give us $10, we give them a bumper sticker, and we give them the business cards, the ones you're handing out, and we give them a copy of Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism, which they can put in their computer and they can burn a copy and pass those out as well. And that tells everybody about the banking system and the fraudulent IRS. And we can just have a whole lot of fun with people that have heretofore been dumbed down beyond belief. They're ready to listen. Are you starting to get the impression that people are starting to ask questions and pay attention?
Finally. I'm not looking quite as kooky as I was a few years ago.
try doing it 20 years ago.
Well, I have been. You know, one of the things is back when Clinton was in office, I was very aware that things weren't right, and then I was really labeled as a nut. But fact is that if anybody cares to listen to any number of your programming, it's the best education they're ever going to get.
Thank you for saying that. That's the point of this network, is the edification for our fellow dumbed-down Americans.
And, you know, they're not dumb because they want to be. I, once in a while, and I haven't done this in a long time, because every time I turn on the TV, I want to puke.
Mm-hmm.
It enrages me. I get so mad.
Well, and years ago I said this, folks, we will educate you to the point that you can turn the sound down, just watch the images, and know exactly what is going on.
I also like to look into their eyes. It says so much.
Yes, ma'am. My mother once told me, stay away from people if their eyes look like two piss holes in the snow.
And what does Ahmadinejad's eyes tell you?
I don't know.
The man is smart and he's speaking truth. He's talking logic and no one wants to hear it.
Oh, he's been, oh gosh, I know. I'm going to have to get a hold of Michael Piper because I want to get Ahmadinejad on the program.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, boy, am I going to make a lot of faces red and a lot of people angry in this country by doing that, because the only thing that they're doing with what the man is saying, he wants to follow justice, he wants to follow the laws, the international laws that they're supposedly not conforming to, and I want to get the man on the air. I want to interview Ahmadinejad to get the real skinny, get the words directly from his mouth or from his interpreter. I understand he's been picking up more English, so maybe we can do it without the interpreter, but I'd love to get him on.
I would love to hear it. And, you know, one of the things that I've listened to both Netanyahu and I've watched Ahmadinejad, and when you look at their eyes and you hear the words that come out of their mouth, some of it is just so much hate, and the other is, hey, there's another way to do this.
Yeah, and Ahmadinejad, supposedly he wants to wipe Israel off the face of the map. No, he said, I want to wipe Zionism off the face of the map.
As we all do.
He's got Jews living in Iran that aren't, they're not quarantined. They're not like in some ghetto someplace. These are Jews that have been living there for multi generations. They get along with everybody else. Everybody gets along with them.
You know, John, everybody does until the powers that be get involved. And here you've got that basketball player, was that who you were playing, that said it like it is, like Charlie Daniel does. They're pitting us all against each other.
That's
and
right.
We're falling for it.
That's right. Forget the hyphenated American stuff.
Yep.
You're here in America. If you were born here, congratulations, you're an American.
Amen.
All right. Hey,
thanks,
Lynn.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Gus in Wisconsin. Hello, Gus.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Go ahead.
John, I got in late on you there a week ago yesterday, I believe. I think you were reading something for about an hour or more.
Okay.
And after, if you remember that?
No. What was it about, Gus?
It sounded like the master plan and the naming names of all these people behind what's going on and everything. And
do you have access to our archives?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, well, you know, for $5.99 a month, you can get access to our archives, and you can go in and listen to all the recorded programming as far back as, I think, what is it, Dan, 2004, 2005? Yeah. Yeah, you can have a field day with all the information we put up there. We've got zillions of hours.
How do you get to that?
How do you just call us here at the network, 800-724-2719. Talk to Julie. She'll sign you up, give you a passcode and a password, and you'll be off and running.
Okay, but you don't remember, huh?
You know, I've been doing so many things, Gus. I wear 10 different hats, and sometimes I don't remember. Yeah, I wish you could give me some more information, but...
You started out in the first hour, I think, and ran into the second hour.
Okay, well...
I think it might have been by some other person.
It's not the first time I've ever done that. Gus, sorry, man. I can't think of exactly what I was talking about.
It just made me sick to my stomach when I got through listening to it, because I just thought if the American people could just hear this or read it or whatever, they'd be outraged.
Well, that's why we're trying to get in more corners of the country and get more people's ears to educate them as to what is going on. And there's a reason why we're all screwed up, popped inside out, and we can't seem to get anywhere. We're spending more energy, we're stressing more, we're worrying more, and none of that is doing any good. And neither of the globalist choice for president coming up for next year is going to help matters. They're there to facilitate.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That isn't exactly the term that I would apply, but oh, boy will be good enough. Gus, I thank you for your call. If I can think of that before the end of the show, I'll let you know. Somebody did ask me off-air question, what was Michael Shaw's website on Agenda 21? Freedomadvocates.org. Charles in Arkansas. Hello, Charles.
Yeah, John. I got to tell you, I'm a little old about that little comment about black people ain't doing in television. I'm black.
Yeah.
Can't you tell?
A little bit. Can you tell I'm white? I'm sorry?
I can tell you're white.
Yeah.
But the fact that this guy ran on it, people like myself of African ancestry haven't done anything but themselves is way off base.
Charles, let me ask you a question. Are you the person he was describing on the air?
It ain't me, because, see, I haven't done a lot for myself over the years.
Well, then he wasn't talking about you. So why would you take offense? He was talking about the people that are being led around and leaders that we have out there. You know, we're in perpetual blackness. We're African-Americans. Charles, do you consider yourself to be an African-American?
I consider myself an American first.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
With the United States. And as a matter of fact, I'm running for Congress here in Arkansas on the independent level because I don't believe in the party.
And what are you basing? What are you basing your campaign on? What are you going to tell the people that you want to vote for you? What are you going to say to them?
Well, number one, they're going to get true representation in government, not no Israeli-backed influence from my side. See, the people in Arkansas are sneaker. They got this scumbag named Tim Griffin, who's a Ron Paul hater. He's also a Mitt Romney supporter. And that's who I'm running against in Arkansas in the 2nd District. So I've done a lot for myself. Matter of fact, I hate to pull the race car, but I'm from the bullet. I'm the first black guy to ever run for Congress here in this state.
Well, and let me ask you this. Are you going to use your federal constitution and your state constitution for your guide?
Both of them will be my guide, but the federal is going to be the most standing one because that's the one I believe in the firmest. Let me tell you something. As a matter of fact, Tim Griffin voted for the NDA Act when he's supposed to be a constitutional scholar himself.
So how is that possible if he's not a talking out of both sides of his mouth politician? How is that even possible?
Well, it's a long story, but all of his name right there on my website is Facebook, Nico Carney, 2012. As a matter of fact, I'll be posting a follow-up video to my questions in the RBN Facebook page.
Okay, great. Yeah, Charles, I don't take exception to what Barry was talking about. He was talking
I'm trying to...
I'm sorry?
I'm trying not to, because I'm a guy that went to prison. I'm an ex-con. As a matter of fact, when I tried to file to run for, you know, for United States Congress, they told me at the state capitol that if I come up there and try to sign them affidavit, I'd be arrested. I said, guess what? The Constitution says I can come up there and run for Congress. And I did exactly that on inauguration day. And well, the House comeback, Tim Griffin was there too, raised his hand to the flag. What a hypocrite. I'm well, calling you out, Tim Griffin, United States Congressman for the 2nd District. Scumbag.
Well, Charles, do yourself a favor, make a good run at it, because even if you don't make it into office, you're going to have the opportunity to educate a lot of people along the way.
Well, I just want everybody to know, not all black people take welfare and smoke crack.
No, and let me tell you something. Charles, this may surprise you, but the listeners to this network are fully aware of that. And what we don't do is race bait. We don't politicize. We don't tell you to be a Republican or Democrat or independent or anything else. We want you to think independently and think for yourself. So don't ever get the idea that, you know, the people who listen to this network or our affiliates out there that we're somehow race baiting. We're just saying the things that need to be said and have adult conversation about this. Because I'll tell you what, Charles, I'm just sick to death of all this stuff. It's conquer and divide.
So I stopped blaming white people for slavery a long time ago when I got educated by the black movement when I was dying in prison in Cummings, Arkansas. That's when I got educated as to who really brought black people over here.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you've shared with us that you were in the state house there, were these black Muslims, were they the type of people that are saying, go out there and kill whitey?
Well, yes, that may have been the case 20 years ago, but see, I haven't done a lot since then. I haven't educated myself, brought myself up to a standard, and done well for myself. All this is right there on Facebook, Niggas of Congress, 2012. Go to Facebook, and you'll see what I've done for myself.
Well, Charles, I'll tell you one thing. I wish you good luck. And like I said, if you don't make it, you have the opportunity to share a lot with a lot of people, because you're going to be able to speak to them. You're going to garner their interest, and you're going to be able to educate them. And
well, I just want to throw one little word to you before you go.
Yes, sir.
I got mad because I saw an article in the paper called Doing Business with Mexico. You can find that at Ola, Arkansas, on their Facebook page, or just Google it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm also against illegal immigration. You saw illegal Mexican nationals taking jobs from Arkansas.
I'm down with that as well. Charles, good luck to you, and thanks for your call.
Mr. Congressman, please go to Facebook.
All righty. Thanks, Charles.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Charles, thanks for calling. Go get him.
I'm telling you, man.
Now, I want to address Mr. Barry what he left off. He didn't quite finish his little diatribe. I want to talk to the Democrats and the Republicans. If you have some opinion, why do you find it necessary to check with your leadership to find if it fits the party platform or not? Think for yourself. Ain't you got no self-respect at all? Think for yourself. You know the difference between right and wrong. You have to have the party leadership tell you that. What is wrong with you? You're not a Democrat or a Republican operative. You're an American. Get with the program. Stand up for yourself, will you? If you need a party and you have to have a party to be fulfilled, hold a block party. Maybe you can discover some commonality with your neighbors.
Do you know...
That felt really good. You know that? That was really nice.
Don't pat yourself on the back too hard. You might knock yourself over.
No, there's other talk show hosts that put me to shame doing that.
Hey, one thing I wanted to say, Mark, is have you ever read one of the original Republican platforms for the Republican Party?
No, I wasn't born then.
Well, no, you weren't born then, but the point of it is that in this country, when you were a Republican and you stood by the Republican platform and you used that as your candle to see by, it looked like it was penned by either Jefferson or Washington. Now, they have the Republican convention. They pick what topics they want to talk about. They exclude the ones that they don't. And you're exactly right. They're controlling Republicans in this country. Look what they just gave us. Mitt Romney? Seriously?
So what's the difference between the NAACP, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the American Medical Association, it's all the same cabals. Nobody's an individual. God bless you, John.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call. We're coming up on break here in, what, about 50 seconds? What? 1 second. 10 seconds. Oh, okay. All right. All right. We'll take the break. Folks, remember, give us a call. Donate $100 today. We'll send you a copy of Behold a Pale Horse. And you're going to look at that and go, man, I should have given them more money. This is a tool that even wakes up the brain dead. It stirs their passions. It connects with them on many different levels. Be a part of the solution. Quit whining about the problems we got. Let's roll up our sleeves and go to work. Quit whining. Would you like a little cheese with that wine? Boy, that's an old one, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Well, give me something, Mr. Producer. Give me some snappy one-liners. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
By the way, that music just reminded me. That was the bumper music for Robbie Noel. And we just got word from Robbie that he is doing much better. He's moving back to Mexico, I guess down there in the Baja Peninsula again. And he is doing much, much better. So he's had some time to heal. He got with some good doctors. And we'll keep you abreast. Rich in New York. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how are you? You know, I wanted to, I was just driving my car. I wanted to pull over and give a call and let you know. I'm driving my car right now, dropping my daughter off, and I'm heading out to, basically to get supplies, like I do every single night when I drop my kids off at various practices and whatnot. This is what I do every day. Mm-hmm. And, I just want to tell the listeners, you know, not too long ago, about 5-6 years ago, I was the, chairman of the New York, Constitution Party, here in New York. And, you know, I realized that this wasn't going to, we were at a point where this wasn't going to be changed politically. It's not going to. The only way it's going to be changed is for radio shows like yours and, educating people and people listening and basically the citizens, standing up for what's theirs, what's right. And the worst thing in the world for the government right now is for people to be prepared. That's why I'm preparing, because the government wants everybody flat on their feet, hungry and starving and knocking on their door so they can throw them off to the FEMA camps. It's not going to happen here. And I do suggest that if you're in a neighborhood that hasn't done so yet, you have to form some kind of a community. Find the people that you trust first. Speak to them. Don't necessarily let them know everything you're doing and you have, but speak to them. Just let them know that you need to form some type of a security within your community. And then as you get to know the people, start sharing ideas with them. If you can't do that, then you got to do your best to hunker down wherever you are, especially if you live in the suburbs like I do here on Long Island. You got to hunker down. If you got friends and relatives that can come at a moment's notice to stay with you, then do it. Because, you know, we're not going to stop what's happening. It's imminent that there's going to be a collapse. We just got to be prepared for it. And those people who are prepared for it are going to be tomorrow's leaders.
Rich, I'll tell you what, you packed more in a minute and a half than I've heard anybody say in a long time. Because that is true. This is part of the plan to collapse the United States economy. You know, people, I hate the apologists for the banking crisis, because this was engineered. And they gutted the country, shipped all the jobs overseas, turned us into a service sector, made us so dependent on an economy, even in tip-top shape, still had people falling through the cracks. But you take that money, destroy the value of the money, and let's kill off the rest of what is left of America. And I don't know how, Rich, let me ask you this question. We weren't wannabes. We might be in the category, maybe has been, but we can be again. Do you think if enough people educate themselves and get back on board and actually take an active part in the restoration of this country, that we can once again be the preeminent nation on the face of this planet?
Well, we have to survive first.
I understand. I'm going past that point because I'm just...
During the Revolutionary War, it was only 2% of the population of what we knew back then as the colonies that defeated the British. Only 2%. So, yes, we could definitely do that.
Actually, it was probably closer to 3%. And you know what 3% in this country would represent today? A lot. Millions. Millions. Millions of people, boots on the ground, educating their fellow Americans, restoring hope and restoring the country. Man, this is a fight worth fighting, don't you think?
It is a fight worth fighting. Look what's happening in Greece and Spain right now. Take a lesson from that. It's coming to our shores.
There you go. Hey, Rich, we're out of time. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you. Hey, we had pledged 608. 608-